Is there who
Yeah.
I think it is?
Yes, it's me. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can. I'm not gonna use microphone today because I feel like my microphone is so useless. I'm just gonna do this instead, just raw dogging it.
Okay.
Are you?
I mean, I just came back from watching fireworks.
Oh, were you at NDP?
No, not NDP, NDP, just like, you know, on the outskirts of NDP.
Right.
Like, you know, just to see fireworks.
What do you mean outside? Like, what? Where is that even?
Esplanade.
Okay, are you gonna ask about me?
Yeah, how about you? Do you see the planes and fireworks?
Oh my God, one thing I cannot. One thing I. Okay, so I've been living in a certain area for years, right? And my
Yeah.
area,
And I know your
everyone
area.
in the area, not
Yeah.
Blackpink area, just me in the area.
Yeah.
By the way, Blackpink, Jisoo, do you see?
Oh yeah, she's dating. Good for her.
She's dating.
And apparently there's Blackpink Starbucks drink. That's cute.
Yeah, and I saw like a clip of them drinking it, and you can tell that they don't like it themselves. Like they take a sip
Oh
and they're
my
like,
God.
wow, it's sweet. Wow, you
Oh
know what
my
I mean?
God, it reminds me of that car ad. Remember, there was like, it was a meme.
What?
They were like doing a car at Blackpink. I don't know if you saw. I think Jisoo was like, wow.
You know what? I don't
like they
follow
know
Black.
about cars, you know what I mean?
I don't
It's
follow
so
Blackpink
funny.
like that.
Yeah, me too, but
Anyways.
it was a meme.
Anyways, yeah, I cannot stand planes. Like planes fly over my house every single day. It's so annoying. So now whenever I hear a plane, I'm just like, I'm over it. And then I used to be in the Air Force also. And then people would be like, and then the new people, like the recruits, like basically, they would like look at the planes and then they'd be like, oh my God, that's so cool. I'm like, it's a hunk of junk flying, bringing people places. I mean, it's how I see it. I don't know. It's loud, it's too loud. Make it silent. Anyway, today I just stayed home, had dinner with my parents, just another day. Yeah.
Well, did I tell you my mom is, guess where she is at?
Oh, one of those.
Yeah.
Is she in the country?
She is not in the country. She is
Left the
somewhere
country.
within a, I think it's part of Asian.
ASEAN?
ASEAN, yes.
Do you even know what ASEAN is?
It's Asian. Actually, it's Asian.
Are you sure? I'm sure it's ASEAN.
No, but the spelling is like Asian, you know?
Ashawn, yeah.
Yeah.
You know a couple of Sean's.
Yeah.
Sean is a cursed name. Who's in ASEAN? Wait, what are the ASEAN countries? Is she in Myanmar?
No.
And
No.
is she in Cambodia?
No.
Laos?
No.
Philippines?
No.
Bitch, where the fuck is your mother?
It's not in the Asian.
I mean, there's Timor Leste. Is she in Timor Leste?
No.
Is she in Indonesia?
No.
She's in JB, is it?
No.
Where is she?
That it? That's all of the Asian countries.
I'm sure the one you say is the one I didn't list out.
Oh, she's in Vietnam.
Yeah, Vietnam is the last one. It's just the one that I didn't say she's there. Yeah, I lost my power. I can't tell
You
what your
did.
mom is anymore.
Yeah.
By the way, listeners, one time I guess where my co-host mom is, and I guess Uzbekistan as a joke, but turns out she's there. So
It was like it was really funny.
yeah, I don't know. I mean, okay, I
Because
just
you
like the
said
name.
it like a passing comment, like,
Yeah, I'm like, is
oh.
she in Uzbekistan? You're like, she is. Anyways, let's just get into why we are here today. So I got two questions that I want to ask that
Okay.
I got inspiration from another podcast. So yes, I am stealing, but y'all won't know where I'm stealing from.
Okay.
The first
But
question
I
is a
think
bit
I know
different.
where it is.
Oh, you know?
Yeah, it's the only podcast you listen to.
It is the only podcast. I listen to it while I sleep. By the way, guys, if you guys have insomnia, just on a podcast before you sleep and put that shit on a timer, like 30 minutes, and you will fall asleep like that. Like, it's the
I mean, I
best.
feel like it works for you. But for me,
It works.
I need like, I mean, I already adjusted my body clock, so it's just auto, you know.
Well, I'm talking to people with insomnia.
Right.
Do you have insomnia?
I used to.
You have amnesia?
Yeah,
No, do you know where's that from? Do you have amnesia?
no.
It's from a very old movie. Anyways.
You would like references that nobody knows. Like,
Nobody knows. Well, actually, I'm sure people would know, but like.
it's your own inside joke.
Yeah, and there are some references that I know that you will never know, but I still bring up anyway. And sometimes when I'm in the group with you two, I'll just
Yeah.
say references and they'll be like, what's that about? I'm like, it's a reference only I know.
Yeah, you and your inside jokes.
My
Keep
inside
it to
jokes with
yourself.
myself, which I think that's fine, like having your own inside jokes. Anyways, okay, so the first question is, by the way, today is would you rather and scenarios, like making choices based on the scenario. So the first question to you is, let's say a omnipotent being comes down from the sky and gives you two options. By that meaning, these two options will happen and there is no like negotiation.
Okay.
It's almost like a divine intervention. So the question
Okay.
is, would you rather choose to die immediately or live forever?
Die immediately.
Die immediately? Immediately. On the
Yeah,
spot, you're
immediately.
like
Yeah.
today.
Yeah. I
Just
feel like
gut.
I've seen enough of the world. I don't need to live.
Really? Been to what? Five countries?
Yes.
Let me Google. How many countries are there? How many countries
I think
are
there's
in
100 plus
the
country.
world? 100 plus. Yeah, you're right. 195.
Yeah.
Oh my God. What is the Holy See? There's a country called the Holy See. It's a see of Rome. Is it still here?
Don't know.
Is it on the map? It's a church. I don't know. Sometimes the church be doing a lot. Let's be real.
Yeah.
You would die immediately.
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead.
Yeah. I mean, you
You
said
don't.
if an omnipotent like being comes down, but I don't see no omnipotent, so I guess I'm living.
No, but like, you don't even want to consider living forever.
No. I'm good.
What? You want to die right now?
Yeah.
Damn.
Not like because I'm depressed or what, but I'm just like, yeah, I'm done with the world. You know what I mean? Like, I think I'm good. You know?
Really?
Yeah, the world is freaking.
Is it me? Is it you? You got cut off.
Hello?
You got cut off.
Can you hear me now? So I was saying, like, the world is dying, so might as well just die. Yeah, it's not a pessimist kind of, I'm not
It's
coming from
not, you just said
pessimistic.
die, just die. That's what you just said.
Yeah, but as in, like, I'm just coming from a realistic stance,
Well, sometimes realism can be pessimistic.
Well, then I guess I'm pessimistic. But I'm more of a realistic person, actually.
Let's move on. So, I
About
think my
you?
answer would be live forever.
Wow, okay. I guess you will be visiting my grave.
I will.
Please don't give me flowers. I want chicken.
You wouldn't even know.
Well, maybe like when I die, I'm like just killing like as a spirit.
Okay, well, the next question requires some thinking, and this is, I don't know the impact of this question. It is a thinker, but we have to ask each other, so I ask you first. If you were to try to kill me, how would you do it?
How will I kill you?
Yeah. Like, what's the scenario? What would you do? What's the
Like
setup? What things?
poison.
Poison?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. What kind?
Because clearly you are stronger than me, so anything physical wise, I don't think I can get past you.
You know where my mind just went?
What?
I don't be like, well, clearly because you eat more than me, so I'm just gonna poison your food.
Was actually thinking of giving you pork.
I can't
Inside is
resist.
poison.
When I see Paul, I just go
Yeah,
Auga,
yeah.
and I jump in and I
Yeah.
So how would you poison this set pork?
Inject it. I'll get
With
the
what
most
poison?
scrumptious, delicious looking
With
pork.
what poison?
Red poison.
Rat poison. Okay, so set the scene. How would you like, what would you do? Like, what?
I mean, definitely, I won't be the one serving because you will be so sad. Like, why would a Mazi give me, a Chinese person, a pork? You'll be sad. So I'll just.
Can I say that word?
Yes,
I can
you are
say
part.
the M word.
You are the ally of the Nation of Islam.
Okay, but I'm just gonna refrain from saying the word that rhymes with buzzy, and I'm gonna move on. I'm not gonna say it. I'm refraining. No, I
Okay.
want you to like set the scene, like
Yeah,
to
I
what
just
we
said it.
are.
So okay, so the reason why I am not gonna serve you is because you'll be sus if I serve you pork.
Right.
Yeah,
Right.
so I will just hire someone.
Hire someone, okay.
Yeah, someone like NPC looking, but give nice vibes. And he will be approaching you as like a sampler. He'll be like, "Hi, we have like really good pork, and we are giving out samples. Would you like to try? It's for free, and I know you like free shit."
Okay, hold on. Where am I passing by that this sample would appear?
Your lift.
Am I there's a food sample at my lift? Okay,
Yes.
so how would this
No, as in
how would
at
this
the
play out?
bottom of your lobby there,
Okay, so act out. Act as if you were the hired gun.
The
So ding, the door's open, I walk out.
Hi, sir. Would you like to try our new pork meat A grade? We just opened
That's
just across
great.
the
Oh, that's
street,
great.
and like we're giving out free samples. Please
You're
try.
giving Okay,
Here
wait, hold
for
on,
you.
bring out free samples at my lift lobby.
Yeah, because I
At
just say we just
HDB.
opened across the street from your house, so
Across the street is another HDB, so
no, across like your whole entire suburb
Oh,
area.
you found a new restaurant. Okay, so what's the sample again? Pork what?
Pork lah.
No, but there's like different types of pork. So what are you selling? Pork what? If you're just selling pork, you're selling the whole
Bakute,
pork. You're
bakute.
Bak Kut Teh. Okay, I like Bak Kut Teh. So
Yeah.
how are you gonna give me a sample of Bak Kut Teh?
Like that, like the in a cup, the
Okay, in a
small
cup.
little like shot glass plastic cup.
Okay, so I take the cup from you. Well, first I like to smell my sample, so I go.
Yeah,
It
the smell is
smells a bit weird.
fine.
Miss.
That is you. It's probably your boogers.
And a voice from above says, "I thought she hired a nice person to give me a sampler."
Oh, yeah.
Didn't you say
Oh.
you hired someone who's nice? Did you just say I smell bad because of my boogers? Excuse me. Oh my God, you are so rude. You know what? I don't want to try this sample anymore. It smells bad and you are so rude.
I told you I'm a realistic person.
I'm like,
I'm a
it smells
realistic
bad and
person.
good as fuck. I'm gonna eat your sample. Fuck your restaurant. I'm going. Bye. Okay, and you failed.
I forgot I'm the gunman. I mean, the hired person.
You're Okay, so you
No,
were
but that would be
killing
me
me.
if I were to like be the person, but it's not me, so I wouldn't like it, the person. I mean, the person wouldn't say that, so the person will probably say, "Oh, I'm sorry, I'll just give you another one," while like putting like sauce on top of it to cover the smell.
Okay, so the Bak Kut Teh itself is poison.
Yeah.
Okay, let's reset the stage.
Again?
Okay, yeah,
You
from the start.
want me
Yeah, can you not? You're on your bed, right? You're not
No,
moving.
I'm actually on the floor drinking peach tea right now.
Okay, well, that's weird, but whatever.
I just like to be grounded.
Okay, so ding, doors open.
Hi,
Wow.
sir, we're giving out free Bak Kut Teh sample. We just opened a restaurant just across from your area. Yeah. So
I
here
heard
you
about
go.
it.
Yeah,
Oh,
here you
but you
go.
know what? I'm having indigestion, but my mom loves Bak Kut Teh. Mom, hey, your mom, come try this Bak Kut Teh. My mom's like, huh? Sama, sama. But Bak Kut Teh, hey, give me. Okay, so my mom takes a cup. She's like, it smells a bit weird, but okay, she downs it. She starts to hyperventilate. She's, I'm like, Mom! Mom! Oh my God! What did you just do? What's in the Bak Kut Teh? Skip to the next day. Your hired gun confesses that you hired him to serve poison, and my mom is dead.
Too bad. I guess you have a date, Mom.
Bitch. I'm out for revenge, bitch. Okay, ask.
Are you gonna kill me?
Okay, so since Singapore is very heavily like surveillance and like there's a lot of cameras around, right? So the best place to kill you is in Pulau Ubin. So I'm gonna invite you to like, hey, brother, you wanna go Pulau Ubin? You're like, why? Why are you going? going Pulau Ubin, I'm like, let's just like go and explore. Don't you like to feel grounded? Pulau Ubin has a lot of nature and things, you know. Let's just go like for a bike ride. And like, okay, and we go to Pulau Ubin and I make sure to choose the site that has like the least amount of people and is far away from any civilization. And it's just the two of us.
Oh my God, that's so sus.
Yeah, and then we go on a bike ride. And then I'm gonna be like, let's swim near the ocean, near like a cliffside or whatever. I'm sure they have those. And then we cycle, cycle, cycle halfway. I'm sure that there's nobody around. And I kick your bike down the cliff and you will die from falling.
And in this scenario, I'm just a doll.
You're just what?
A doll, like you think I wouldn't like react or anything?
Okay. Okay, so you want to act out, is it? No, but I'm just telling you the method. So okay, let's act out. Let's act out.
Okay.
I'm on the phone with you. Ring, 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 ring.
Hello?
Yo, hey, Hannah, you wanna go
So
to
wait,
Pulau
I
Ubin?
need to go.
What? For
I'll
real,
call
I
you
have
back
to.
later.
Oh, call me back later. Okay, sure.
Yeah, okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Next day, because I forgot to call you.
Why are you acting out something that really happened?
No, because I told you I'm realistic, and knowing me,
Okay,
myself, I will confirm forget one.
we're going ultra realistic.
Yeah.
Okay. So this is like a Thursday, okay?
Okay.
Calling ring ring ring
Hello? Sorry, I mean,
Yeah.
I told you I'm gonna call you, so here I am calling you.
Oh, okay. So okay, cool. So I don't know if you heard me yesterday, but I wanna
Hey,
go
wait,
to
I put my phone outside the toilet. I wanna go do number two.
Okay, so I have to
So can
shout,
you
right?
speak? Yeah, you need to speak louder.
So are you in the toilet already?
Yeah, I'm in the
Oh,
toilet.
so do you want to go to Pulau Ubin this Saturday?
What? Sorry. What?
Do you want to go to Pulau Ubin? What?
No, because like I'm having constipation.
Right. You're having constipation. Okay, but I'm thinking about going to Pulau Ubin next week.
Hey, sorry, I think I'm going clinic. I call you back later.
You're going what?
I'm going to clinic. Cause I
Cleaning?
yeah, cause like polyclinic, cause I think my stomach pain. I'm having difficulty pushing out my poo-poo. I call
Okay,
you back
well,
later, can you just text me?
it's okay. How about this? I'm gonna wait until the day you get better, and then I'll call you again, okay?
Oh, okay.
Okay. Time skip.
One month later.
Day you get better.
Yeah. Yeah, hello?
Yo, I'm so happy that your constipation sickness that lasted a month is done.
Yeah, it
I'm
was
so
an
happy
episode.
for you.
It was so crazy. Yeah, so what were you wanted to say?
Yeah, you know what, before all this thing happened,
Yeah.
okay. I want to go to Pulau Ubin with you.
Oh, okay. When?
Okay. Yeah, how about this Sunday?
This Sunday. Sunday. Oh, yeah, can. Sunday can.
Okay, cool. See you Sunday. 10 a.m. at the jetty.
Okay.
Okay,
Then
cool.
time skip to Sunday.
Oh, Sunday. Oh my God, hi. Oh my God, Hannah. Oh my God, I miss you so much.
That is not how you greet me.
Okay, fine. Yo, hey, let's go.
Okay.
Take the boat. Okay, we pay for the thing. I'm like, oh wow, this is such a gloomy weather. Wow, it's like gonna rain, yeah.
Oh my God, I'm gonna take picture and send to
Everyone you know.
yeah.
Okay, go ahead. But I
Yeah.
don't want to take pictures today. I don't feel like taking pictures.
Oh, that's fine. I mean, you know me, I'm extrovert and I have a lot of friends.
Yeah, just take a selfie or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm gonna look away though. I'm gonna look away right now.
Okay. Okay, I'm done.
Okay, cool. Okay, so let's rent some bikes and let's just go for a bike ride.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so we get a bike and I'm like, finally, a month of fucking waiting. Okay, let's go. I go, oh wow, we're on this bike ride. Oh, it's gonna rain soon. Oh my
Oh
god.
yeah,
And
let's stop and go under the shade.
no, but we're like in the middle of nowhere. There's no shade, so let's just continue and go and
No, there
find.
is a shade. I saw it.
There's
I'm
no shade.
looking at it right now.
Oh, it's raining already. Hey, faster. Let's go on near. Let's just continue straightforward.
I tired already. Can I just walk?
Okay, fine. Okay, let's get down and wait by the tree. Okay, let's go.
Yeah.
Okay, so we get down, we go by the tree.
Yeah. We're at the tree already.
Yeah.
Yeah, so now what?
Yeah, let's just wait for the rain. Yeah.
Rain, like rain, our friend.
No. Let's just wait for the rain to be over. You know what? I'm just gonna take a nap, and I think you should take a nap also. Let's just
Oh. No,
yeah,
I
since
want to video call Rain right now.
it's no, but like there's no signal with low beam, like your shitty
Will
signal.
call her regardless of your opinion.
Okay. Cool, go ahead, call.
Then she picks up and she was like, where y'all at? And we're like, oh, Pulau Ubin. And then she'll be like, oh. And then I just show everything. Yeah.
Okay. Oh, looks like
Yeah,
the
I
rain's
won't rent
done.
until the rain stops
Yeah,
because.
well, the rain's done, so let's get back on track. Let's go back.
Oh, okay. Okay, bye, Rain.
Okay. And then we end up at a cliffside near the ocean, and I kick your bike down, and you die.
Wait, we don't. There is no
Hey,
cliffside at Pulau Ubin. There is no
let
cliff. There
me check
isn't.
the map right now.
There isn't.
How do you know that?
Because it's Singapore. Come on.
But there has to be a place where it's like high, and then once you drop down, it's like the ocean.
Pretty sure that's like the mountain areas or something. And we don't have mountains here. And by the way, I believe in like divine intervention, so I got saved. So
And
I didn't die.
now you live forever.
Not forever.
Oh,
I live until like a certain age.
you can pick and choose your divine intervention, Anna.
Yeah.
The person comes out like you want set A, where you live another 20 years and then you die peacefully. Set B, you live 30 years but everybody don't like you. Set C is you get 5 kids but now they like you. Set D is you live 5 years but you get. Every day you have like amazing sex. So which one you want?
Oh, the last one.
Every day? Sex every day?
Yeah.
By the way, going Pulau Ubin is a nice idea. Do you want
And speaking of that, I actually want to go to the toilet right now.
to go? You're so stupid. How do you include a real constipation scenario in this?
I manifested
No.
it. Like, I'll
So,
put it outside the toilet.
you just bring it in? Like, the
No, it
hell?
can't. It's a new phone.
Oh yeah, you're using a new phone. Okay. Anyways, now it's just would you rather questions, but you
Okay.
have to give a reason.
Okay, I put you outside.
Okay.
Okay, go.
Okay, would you rather lose all the money you earn this year or lose all the memories you earn this year?
Memory.
You lose all the memories that you've gained this year.
Only this year, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You'll lose all the memories we made in Korea.
No, because you know why? Because in Korea, I got record.
But you record, but you're like, oh, okay. I don't recall that happening, but I can see.
Yeah.
Okay. Same, I'll lose my
Money I've
memory.
been saving all my life and it's all gone.
No, this year.
Or just this year.
Yeah.
That money up.
Wow, okay. My God, some of these questions are wild. Okay, how about this? Be able to read someone's mind or control their mind?
Read.
Just read.
Yeah.
You don't want to control.
I don't need to control. I know how to manipulate.
Fair enough. Yeah, these questions are not very fun, so.
Well, you did the
How's your new phone?
What?
How's your new phone?
It's really fun. I'm having fun every single day.
What do you use it
And
for?
I'm convincing, because, I'm surrounded by iPhone users. So, literally, all the iPhone users be like, oh my God, should I change to Samsung right now? Because it's so
Yeah.
fun. Yeah.
Well, I saw a video where this ex-employee, you know, it's always the ex-employees with the biggest like T. He was like, yeah, iPhone 14 is literally the same as iPhone 13.
Oh yeah, I saw.
It's literally the same.
And I
And
saw
like
that the Apple Watch is not worth it.
yeah, not worth it at all.
Yeah.
Like these people with their Apple, it's like, girl. Yeah. But of course, I think the flip has its own like demerits, I would say.
Yeah,
Because it's
I
so
guess.
dangerous. Like, what if you accidentally fold it the other way?
No, I mean, you can tell though.
I know you can tell lah, but because it can bend, so you know, like there's a fear of me like breaking it in half. I literally have that fear.
The
It's just a phone.
Yeah, but I mean, I don't think you can bend it the other way.
I'm sure if you put enough force, you can. Yeah, but it's my fear. I don't really feel like getting the flip because I'm so scared of breaking it. Like not me breaking a $1,500 like technology. That would break my entire life. I would be so upset. Girl. And there's no one else to blame but me. And I would hate that. Hello. Thank you. So since she's gone, I'm gonna try and sing a
Hello,
song.
hello, hello.
Oh, okay, you're back.
I was cut off, is it?
Why, ah?
Oh, I think because I was replying.
Yeah, you can't leave the app.
Oh, okay.
Okay, now that you know.
Yeah.
Yeah, have you seen those videos I've been sending you
Wait, are we
on
finished?
TikTok?
No, you send on Instagram, and I haven't like get a chance to open it.
No, I mean there's one on Instagram. That one is nice, but I sent you the one where a Singapore guy like dubbed Winx Club.
Oh, I didn't see that.
What? That's the best one out of all the shit I sent. You don't watch that one.
No, I didn't.
It's like I think Stella going. The scene is like them in the dark cave, and Stella is like, "Hey, walao, there's no lights, yeah. Okay, I on my own." Or something like that is damn funny. I don't know, like sometimes people are so creative and I love it.
Yeah.
And somehow and I love Singaporean accent. This is I'm okay. I most of
It's
the time I
like
don't feel like
someone say it's like similar to like Nigerian.
no. I think that one we talked about before. But I'm
Oh.
talking about like inserting Singlish into things that do not need Singlish.
Oh
Such as like
yeah.
the wing.
It's kind of like it's giving like ghosts, you know that anime.
Yeah, it's like making something that is not funny at all, like inserting funny things, and because it's local, so we get it, so it's funny. I just that one is like it's funny to me lah. Like it's funny hearing Bloom say "Chao Akwa" or something. You know what I mean?
Is that your grandmother, is it?
Yeah, your grandmother. He made because I think the guy is Malay, so he made Aisha Malay also. So he would so Aisha would be like saying vulgarities in Melayu, and it's so funny.
Know,
Legit,
vulgarities in
legit.
Malay is like creative and funny. Like
Chinese also.
I don't find it like offensive at all. Like if a Malay person went up to me and like cuss me in Malay, I'll laugh because it's so funny.
Yeah, sometimes, Chinese insults are pretty funny also. Yeah, but legit, go and watch the Wings one because it's so funny. Like, come on, come
Yeah.
on.
Wait, are you done with the would you rather?
I'm done because it's not that fun.
Oh,
I
okay.
run the scenarios were fun,
Yeah.
but I have no other scenario other than trying to kill each other.
Is that like your deep one, third one?
As I said, I stole it from someone.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, but in that scenario, their scenario is even funnier. So they just describe what they do. So one of the person was like, "What I would do is I would act, not act like, I think what she said was, I will invite you over to my house, and then I'll be standing in the corner, and then I'll have a knife in my hand." And the other person is like, "What, you're just holding a knife?" And she's like, "Yeah, I'm holding a knife in a corner." She's like, "How are you holding a knife?" And she's like, "What do you mean, how I'm holding a knife?" She's like, "How are you holding a knife?" She's like, "I'm holding a knife like down here." And she's like, "Well, that's poor technique or something." And then she's like, "So I'm gonna run up to you and I'm gonna be like, ah!" And then the other person is like, "So I'm gonna stop your knife. I'm gonna block it. And I'm gonna wrestle you to the ground. And I'm gonna stop you." Something at the end of the other one is I'm gonna same invite over to the house because it's private, no cameras. And then they're gonna be like, "Hi. Yeah. Hello, just act natural." And then gonna be like, "Okay, I'm just packing for something. So can you help me pack?" And the person's like, "Okay, I'm gonna help you pack." And the person's like, "Can you help me reach for that thing down there or something like that?" Then they look away. And then as they look away, she's gonna slit their throat.
Oh. The aftermath,
Isn't
though,
it?
is at your own house.
Yeah, but you can clean blood.
Yeah, but it's at your own house, though. Like, wouldn't you, like, as the victim, haunt me?
Don't believe in ghosts, but
All right. Me too, actually. But you know, if in a scenario where ghosts exist.
I'm sure. Nope. Why I say that a lot. I think it's this thing, I don't know, like supernatural is always, I believe, like made up in the mind. You know what I mean? Like what created ghosts is literally the human mind. Like we would hear sounds and we would like relate them to ghosts, but it's the stranger things like blowing in the wind. So yeah.
You know, last night my neighbor was playing mahjong. Yeah, because I can hear the mahjong sounds. Oh, I'm hearing it right now. They are playing it right now also.
Okay.
Is this the mahjong season? Like, why is people playing mahjong?
Because
Why are you
MVP is
not
going
playing
to.
mahjong?
I'm not Chinese enough. Anyways, this is it for today's pod. I'll talk to you next time.
Okay, thanks for inviting me.
Fake ass. Okay.
What do you mean fake?
Okay.
What am I supposed to say? Like, not okay. I'm not okay.
If you were on my, if you were me, you would understand what I'm talking about. Just the sudden jump of energy. Okay. Bitch, are you possessed? I'm sure you got possessed by a ghost or something. The
I
ghost of a
thought you
happy
said you
person.
don't believe in ghosts.
Yeah. Well, sometimes shit can be scary, and categorizing as just supernatural is easier for the mind to understand it.
That is true, I guess.
But did you see the thing that I sent you about the love language thing?
Oh yeah, something about the Christian. I don't
It was
know.
created by like a pastor
Yeah.
where it was like supposed to convince wives that to respect their husband's love language by giving them sex.
That is very patri no yeah
It's very manipulative. It's like,
yeah
no, it's not that he doesn't know, it's not that he doesn't love you. He just expresses it in sex. So that's what you need to
that's
do.
so red flag.
But it's legit what people like, you know what? It's like, yeah.
Yeah, that's
So I don't believe in that anymore.
red flag.
I also don't believe in MBTI anymore.
Why?
Because it's sometimes
MBTI is based on studies, though. It's not like horoscope.
okay, let me search it right now.
I feel like horoscope is more pseudoscience.
And it was proposed in 1921, nearly
Yeah.
more than 100 years ago, this thing was created.
Yeah. But it was a continuous study, what?
No, I don't think so.
Like it was picked up.
And it's just a, it's more like a theory, right?
Theories can be true.
Well, no, I think my side of this is like some people would use, I can see some people would use this as an excuse for their bad behavior.
Is more of astrology, I feel.
Astrology is the same where it's like, yeah, I just killed a guy. I'm such a Leo.
Yeah, I feel like it's more astrology. MBTI is more like personality. It's not like character.
But you know, some people are obsessed with the E and the I. They're obsessed with the E and the I.
It's true.
But so it's just so it comes off as like so offensive. Yeah, it's just an introvert. Yeah, that's you, introvert. Like it's almost a slur. But it's just call me boring or something. You introvert.
Not boring. I find introverts funny.
Bitch. Yeah, and you'll be, and I'll
Yeah,
be like,
you guys would breathe and I will laugh.
and I'll be like, yeah, I love the rain, and you know, I just love staying at home in the when there's rain. And like, yeah, that's because you introvert, fucking introvert. I'll be like, damn, back up! Like, I don't say extrovert like that. Like, it's almost like people use extrovert as a praise and introvert as like a insult.
Really? No.
Yes, you don't really mean bully.
No. Okay, listen. I'm surrounded by introverts, so I can only say introverts. If I have an extrovert person in front of me, I would say the same. I would treat them the same. I'd be like, "That's very extrovert of you."
No, you don't say like that. You say, because you introvert. You
Yeah.
emphasize the in.
Yeah. Extrovert.
It's almost like hearing like, you motherfucker.
It's not a slur. It's not a
No, but like, okay, fat is not a slur, but fat has been turned into a slur. So you agreed it was turned into a slur.
No, it's not. I literally say introverts are funny. They're not boring, they're
Okay,
funny. Like,
fine.
y'all can just breathe and I will laugh. Like,
Well, some people we know, it's like so funny that we can't even contain ourselves.
yeah, exactly. You know.
Yeah. Well, I'm not okay. Well, so okay, I guess you can separate comedy with other things, because do you funny introverts are good, but introverts that are shy are like the scum of the earth.
No, I don't believe introverts are shy. I've never met a shy introvert. They're actually cuckoo crazy, y'all. Don't believe that introverts are shy. Not at all.
Wow, all this energy. What's this advocacy that you're trying to push now that you've been
Expose
labeled?
you guys. I'm from the inside. Insiders of like the introverts, you know,
Ally,
community.
you're an innie ally.
Yeah.
Well, bitch, you're not welcome, extrovert. Go outside and do what your extroverts do. Go roll around the grass. Talk
I
to some
literally
old auntie.
did that like just now.
Go talk to some old lady on a bench because you feel bad for them.
Yeah.
Go to
Okay,
a
but
restaurant, see
you
some
know
old
just
guy eat
now,
alone, and you're like, oh
you
my
know
God, I'm
just
gonna
now.
eat with him.
Oh my God. You need to listen. Oh my God. Okay, quick one because we're supposed to end this just now, but we didn't. But
Well, because you took like 5 minutes to take a shit, so I'm claiming that time back.
yeah, so you know, because like the other day, like yesterday, I was like, I want to hang. I want to hang.
Did you just say, well, the other day, yesterday.
It was yesterday. And
Let's go back
yesterday
to primary.
and yesterday is the other day. So
People use the other day for like a day before.
it's almost the day before because it's now like almost midnight.
Okay.
So
Well, it's
yeah.
not. So.
So anyway, I was like, I want to hang.
Like
And then
the bad way.
I haven't finished. And then my cousin, because I was telling like the a group chat with like my cousins inside, and they were like, "At where?" And I was like, "At the bar." And then they were
The
like,
bar.
"Why?" And then they were like, "Why?" And I was like, "Oh, because like the other day I was watching Physical 100 and like, I just finished like a couple of episodes and the first episode was all of them hanging and I was like, I want to do that." And so that's what I did just now. I did it just now. I hang on the bar just now. And there was like, and there was that kid, and the kid was like looking at me and like, you know, I think she wanted to make friends with me. But I was so like, you know, I was really tired with all that exercising, you know.
Hey,
Yeah.
what?
So, but I like that, you know, I was surrounded by people. Yeah, that's
So
all. That's all I
that's
wanted
the
to share.
story you gravely don't want me to interrupt. You went to
Yeah.
the playground.
Yes, I did. To hang. I just wanted
Okay.
to hang.
And you invited your cousins over to what, to watch?
No, I didn't. I just told them it was like a public announcement. I was like, I
So
want to
you think,
hang.
guys, I'm gonna go hang at the playground.
No, I didn't say at the playground. I just said
The
what
bar.
I said to you. Like, didn't you pay
You said
attention?
the bar.
Yeah.
Did you use the bar to incite some kind of reaction?
No, they were like, why would you like, cause like, okay, cause yesterday, right, they were like here and there, like they're here and there in Singapore. And I was like, no, they were like, want to meet me. And I was like, no, I want to hang. And they were like, you know, normally when people say want to hang, it's like hang out. And I was like, okay. But I said that I want to hang at
Bitch, after this
the
story, I want to hang. Bitch,
bar.
this
Right?
stupid fucking
You.
story with a stupid punchline. Bitch, I want to hang.
You can join me.
What? No,
He can.
bitch. I'm gonna die right now. That's my choice. That's my choice.
That your divine intervention right now?
Yeah, I'm gonna die right now, bitch. What a that's a long story with no build up, no punchline, just.
It's just
You know
update
what?
because I just want to tell you what's been going on in my life.
And that's the story that you really wanted to share that I can't interrupt at all just now.
Yeah.
That's the story. You're going to, okay.
Yeah. I mean, at least I wasn't like at home and doing nothing.
I was playing the world's most famous game right now, and it's also the world's
Okay.
hardest game right now.
What is that?
Okay, so there's this game called Baldur's Gate 3. It just released like 4 days ago.
Oh.
So you know Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Yes.
Dungeon Dragons. So,
The
Dungeon Dragon. So by the way, Dungeon Dragons is not just like a Monopoly style roll of dice and move forward kind of game. It's
Yeah.
literally so many things to know about the game, about the everything, right? So I'm
Yeah.
playing the game, and this game is based on Dungeons and Dragons, and it's one of the most difficult game I've ever played in my entire life. Most games these days is like Pokemon. They tell you where to go, you level up, you get whatever, and then you finish the game. It's like one straight line. This game is literally, bitch, you are level one. Your first enemy is level 10.
Oh.
And there's a secret where you have to kill the level 10 monster to get a secret weapon. And if you don't, you're
Oh.
never gonna get a weapon again.
Oh.
And then moving on, if you click the wrong dialogue option, your teammate will just leave forever. They will just like go away. They'll say
Oh.
bye, peace. And that's like an essential character. It's like if Ash Ketchum just loses Pikachu in episode 2.
Oh.
And then you can choose to kill important people. So you can choose to kill everybody. If you make a wrong dialogue, the person will go from friendly to killing you in the next second.
Damn, it reminds me of them of this webtoon. Oh my God, I forgot what it is. It's so good.
It's so good that you forgot the name.
Yeah, because I was reading
You
it
have
on my
amnesia?
previous phone and like, you know, now that I change, it's all gone. It's like now I don't know where all my bookmarks stuff is. It's
Okay,
forever
anyways,
gone.
this game is so difficult. It like squeezes my brain juices. You have to save every, I'm telling you, every 3 minutes you must save. If not, you make a mistake and you're going back to like half an hour ago where you forgot where you are, you lose everything, and you have to do everything again. It's like so crazy. And then there was also one time where I thought I was safe. I was like, okay, I'm gonna win this so easy. Bitch, the enemy just pushes me down to like hell, basically. They just push me down the literally what happened? I will kill you. Literally just kick, like pushes me down a hole and I die immediately. Like just pushing, you know. And then also you have to kill giant spiders, you have to kill like really difficult goblins and shit, and then you have to travel, then you're everything is so dangerous. Like you are so scared of literally just walking. Like, I remember today, I was like walking to a new area, and not even like 10 steps in, there's like two really strong enemies that can fight with skeletons and they can revive them also. So they just keep coming, and I have to like kill every single one of them. And I cannot run away. Like, you have to fight. It's so difficult. Oh my God, this game is like ridiculous. And then I'll go YouTube. And I'll be like, oh, okay, so that area is done. I'm like done with the area. I'm just gonna go ahead. I watch
Then you are
YouTube.
invested
Bitch.
in this.
He's like, by the way, in this house, there's a secret ledge where if you go inside, there's a secret area and there's a secret boss. And then once you go even deeper, there's a secret hole that you can
Oh
go
my
in after you
God.
turn
I
smaller.
cannot
Then you can go.
imagine how much coding it goes into this game.
Bruh, it's insane. And then they'll be like, oh, so you know this thing that you picked up at the start of the game, actually, you really need it for the third part of the game. But you can't sell it. But if you accidentally sell it, then you can't get it back. And then you can use it. And it can actually save your entire village of people. But since you sold it, your entire village has to die. Like, it's literally so insane. Like,
It's basically like IRL.
yeah, where like every single choice you make is like for real. And they'll remember your choices. And yeah, it's insane.
Damn.
Like one of the things that happened to me is that I like went through the thing and I picked up something that I don't even know what it's for. And then I
Yeah.
think I sold it away, but I don't know who I sold it to. And then I watched a video saying that is actually used to make a very strong weapon, but I lost it. I don't know where is it. And I'm so pissed because that weapon is so strong.
Oh
And I just can't
shit.
have it. I just can't have it. And then there's also one scene where you walk up to a dog and it's a dog like. And then the owner of the dog is dead. So there's an option to
Adopt it.
adopt the dog. Yeah, you can like get the dog on your side, you can play with the dog. Bitch, the second I chose the wrong dialogue, the dog is attacking me and I kill the dog.
Oh my God. Well,
I
we can just change the perspective. You
can't
let
agree.
the dog meet its owner again, once
I
again.
did, but a lot of people are saying like the dog is cute, like you can bring the dog over, you can play catch with the dog, like this. Like the dog is a whole ass character and I killed it.
It's like you kill Pikachu.
Yeah, it's like I killed Pikachu. And then yeah, and then this is the last thing where it's like literally I played like my version is that I saved the elves from the goblins, but the YouTuber saved the goblins from the elves. So they save the goblins and they romance the goblins.
Oh my God, you can romance them.
Bruh, you can romance the goblins, you can romance the elves, you can romance every single person in your like party, basically. You can fuck Charizard.
Oh my God, that's so
Yeah,
crazy.
I'm not exaggerating, but I still haven't gotten there because the person I want to romance, his like bar on my character is like negative. So,
Oh shit.
and in order to raise it, I have to pick options that are like mean and selfish.
Okay.
And because I'm so like nice and giving, every single option I choose is like, okay, let me help you. Okay, I'm gonna do that for you. Okay, let me help. Let me help. Bitch, he disapproves of that and like he doesn't like me.
Damn, I guess
Meanwhile,
his taste is in bitches.
the cleric, the girl cleric that I have no interest in, has like a positive like bar on me. I don't want to romance her. And then the funniest thing is
Oh my God.
I accidentally romance the guy I want to romance with the girl who want to romance me. So I set them up together by accident. They literally kiss in front of me, Sia.
Oh my God. Oh my God.
Yeah. And I'm like, they no, I that's my man. And I literally watch them kiss in front of me. It's literally my life, Sia. Like, it's literally so upset. And it's by accident, like, for real. Oh my God. Yeah. So, like, this, like, literally anything happened. Like, for one last example is that I'm supposed to go on a quest to kill this demon. So, the demon comes off as like, so everybody tells you that, oh, this demon is dangerous. Like, this demon will kill everybody they see, which is true. The demon did kill a lot of people. But I just decided to spare her because she looked like really, like, her design is amazing.
Okay.
Save her. Turns out she's literally one of the main characters of the game.
Oh.
And if you kill her, you're never gonna like meet her again. You can't use her in your party and whatever shit.
Okay.
So I save her without knowing that. And I go online and then I see another YouTuber. They just kill her.
Oh.
And I'm like, isn't she like a main character? Like she's important, right? But like a lot of people don't care. Yeah. But my main objective is to keep everybody that should be in my party in my party. I don't let people
Okay.
leave. People leave. Like literally, oh my God, there's even this guy. He's a sorcerer. He requires you to give him like a magic item that costs like 400 gold two
Okay.
times. So you have to give him two times. But I give him one already. I'm like, oh wow, this is like a waste. And then on the second time, I'm like, I accidentally press don't give. Bitch, he zao immediately.
Oh my God, with your 400 gold.
Yeah, he saw immediately, you know, he say, well, hell, I'm just gonna leave. I'm like, what? What? And then I had to like load a save file and then I go back and I'm like, okay, I give you my very important sword, I guess. And then he's like, thank you. I'm like, fuck you. So now he's in my camp and he's naked. I made all my male characters naked.
Why?
You can remove their clothes and nobody cares.
Oh, okay.
Like it's not part of the story. Everybody can just be naked walking around and nobody will care.
That's very liberating.
And in the character selection, you can even choose what penis your character can have.
Oh, damn.
Yeah, I can choose your vulva also.
Oh.
You can also choose default, which is Barbie.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, it's a pretty awesome game.
Not sponsored.
Yeah. Also, there's a choice to play multiplayer, but my version don't have. But it would be cool
Oh.
if we can play multiplayer. But it's cool. It's like playing The Sims, but with fighting.
I was just thinking it's kind of like Sims, where
Yeah,
anything
it's
can
pretty sick.
happen.
Like legit, because like you just feel so powerful because you can make your own, you can make decisions, you can kill anybody, you can even steal, you can pickpocket, get items for free, you can move them around and do whatever you want. It's like so fun. Yeah, so that's my
Life
anyways, I'm gonna
update.
go because I'm gonna play this game.
Okay.
Okay, bye.
Bye bye.
Okay, bye.